Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Peabody location, Yeehaw Beer, Old Smoky Moonshine. Glad you're with us. Hot Mike with Hutton Withrow here at Outkick.com. Masters Week, it never gets old, Chad. You will be you'll be landscaping by the weekend, won't you?
I will be mowing and landscaping this weekend, Hutton. I'll be coaching softball, and my family will be at a wedding shower on Sunday afternoon. So I have the house to myself.
There you go.
So I may come join you.
Let's go.
We'll watch the Masters together Sunday round. I actually get 4 hours to myself to watch the Masters. I cannot wait.
Yeah, same. Always enjoy discussing Tiger Woods and the legacy that is the GOAT and just what he's done for the game of golf. And I love the fact that he continues to play in the Masters. Bob Herrig certainly knows the story of Tiger Woods. He's been there from the very beginning covering him with ESPN and now Sports Illustrated, and now the new book, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods, available now. Bob joins us. Bob, thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So I'm jealous of Chad because he was at the 2019 Masters when Tiger won. You certainly were. In the moment, are you already thinking about this book?
You know, afterward, I certainly was, because I think there's an argument to be made. It's actually would be a fun debate, that's his greatest win. Because Tiger was not the same Tiger. You know, his last major had been 11 years prior. And when he won that one in 2008, his 14th at Torrey Pines, you know, he was at the top of the game. You know, Tiger, his amazing year, actually playing with a bad knee. He won five times that year, including the U.S. Open. And then he had knee surgery. He was out for almost 9 months and came back and won six times the next year. But in 2019, he's 43, and you know, he had been diminished. His back had given him so many problems, big surgery that was, you know, very dicey as far as whether he'd play golf again. And he's competing against guys 10 to 15 years younger than him. So to get it done in under those circumstances, I thought was, you know, you can certainly say that his 15-shot win at US Open in 2000 was maybe his greatest, and winning by 12 here at Augusta the first time, or a 2008 U.S. Open. There's others that we can debate, but I just think that 2019 tops them all.
Yeah, and I think it's hard for people to even remember what it was like with the back surgeries, with all the issues, and then golf fans or sports fans just wanting Tiger to, can I see one more moment of greatness? Are we going to get one more sliver of greatness or even in contention on the Sunday of a major? And then that whole weekend building to that moment, it was magical. And then it happened, right? And then, oh, well, now maybe he'll go do it again. Things have happened since then also. But if you can, Bob, take us back to that period of time where it wasn't just doubts. I don't think anyone truly believed it was going to happen again for Tiger Woods, given all the difficulties.
Well, if you go back to the time, to this day, frankly, in 2017, the day of the Champions Dinner, Tuesday night, Tiger showed up. He hadn't played since Dubai that year. He withdrew after the first round. He'd gone all the way to Dubai and looked awful. He shot 77, didn't make a birdie, came off the course after the first round, tried to say that his back wasn't bothering him. He looked crazily bad. And then he didn't, he withdrew the next day. And he never showed up at Genesis. He didn't show up at the Arnold Palmer, the Players. He did not play. And there was thought he might try to play the Masters. Well, he shows up at the Champions Dinner and he could barely walk. And he has described since then that he basically needed pain meds to get through the night. He was on a nerve block. He told past champions at the dinner that he thought his career might be over. But the Odyssey sort of continued from there. He had these plans to go to the UK overnight from Augusta, flew overnight, met with these doctors, consultants, sort of to carve out a plan of action for him. Like, how is he going to have a quality of life? It wasn't so much about golf. It was, how is he going to play with his kids? You know, how is he going to get around? He was 41 at the time. Not like he's old. You know, he's got a whole life to live. And that's when they recommended this surgeon. They gave him options, but one of them was this surgeon in Dallas named Dr. Richard Geyer. He'd been doing this type of surgery for years, a spinal fusion. He has a back institute there. And that's what he ended up doing. Of course, we didn't know this. You know, we wake up one day and we're told, hey, Tiger's had spinal fusion surgery. Like, everybody's had to scramble to look up what it was, you know, but it meant six months. 6 months, he's not going to be able to do anything. He couldn't swing a golf club. So that takes him into late 2017. He comes back in 2018 and actually contended in his fourth tournament, finished second at the Valspar, won a tournament later that year. But still, with all that, does that mean you're going to win the Masters? He had a great 2018. The comeback that year was impressive in its own right. But there was no guarantee he was going to win the Masters. He contended in 2 and 18 and didn't get it done, and shows up here. And, you know, he's got to beat Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Xander Schauffele. Tony Finau was in his group. Francisco Molinari played with Tiger in the final round in the Masters. Well, the year before at the Open at Carnoustie, it was Molinari who won. Tiger briefly led, and Molinari overtook him over the last six holes. So these guys at this time, while they respected Tiger greatly, they certainly didn't fear him anymore. And, you know, he got it done against that backdrop with all the stuff he had been through with his back and the rehab that he had to go through. And then plus just the daily grind of getting ready. You know, I don't think any of us really knows what it's like for Tiger after a round of golf nowadays to sort of recover and ramp back up for the next day.
Bob Herrig with us, where you can check out Drive, the new book available right now, chronicling Tiger Woods. One thing, I'm going to try to go deeper on this later in the week, Bob, but the idea, the mentality of the greatest athletes of our generation or any generation, and knowing the expectation of greatness for them. And I'm trying to appreciate what Tiger's doing, giving us still these moments, knowing that he set the record for the most consecutive rounds without missing the cut, or tournaments without missing the cut, and the dominance factor. And then knowing he's struggling based on the weather or other factors, just getting around the course and not necessarily looking like Tiger Woods, and certainly not feeling the way he used to, given his expectation in his own right. Is it surprising that he's still playing and still putting himself in the spotlight the way he is?
In some ways it is, because he doesn't really need to.
Right.
You know, obviously he doesn't need the money. He's not doing it because he feels his career is unfulfilled. He's done just about everything. You know, his career is going to stack up with the greatest of all time. I mean, it's a pretty good argument to compare him to Jack Nicklaus. There's pros and cons on each side. I just think he likes to compete. I think his son might have something to do with this. His son, Charlie, who plays golf, I think he wants to give him an example of you know, look, if you want to play golf at a high level, you got to work at it. And I'm having a hard time playing at a high level, but I'm still trying to work at it. There could be some of that in play. And he's obviously got immense pride. He talked about it today, you know, during his news conference. He loves golf. He's a competitor. He wants to still win. He still thinks he can beat these guys. And, you know, I think that part of it is people at this highest level of sport, you know, their minds work differently than ours. You know, they're wired differently. They have an extra gear that allows them to push through when, you know, the rest of us sort of via human nature just sort of doubt. And he's able to persevere through that.
What do you think the coverage will be like for Charlie Woods compared to Tiger Woods?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a little bit risky territory right now. I mean, he's already gotten some coverage.
Oh, yeah. And Tiger's putting him out there, playing, you know, with these tournaments and things.
Have you cut a book deal with him yet for your next book?
Maybe after Charlie gets an NIL deal somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I think it's, you know, it's almost a little uncomfortable because if you think back, read back, Tiger at the age Charlie is now was semi-famous.
Yeah.
Like he had already done a lot. He'd won a ton of tournaments as a kid. He was in high school. He was number one on his high school team as a freshman. He was already being recruited to colleges. Somewhere during that timeline, he started winning U.S. juniors and then the U.S. amateur. You know, he was playing a lot of competitive golf. Charlie is a very, very good player, but he's not at the tops of his age group in Florida. And that's no knock, but I mean, it's, you know, he's got some growing to do. How much is his swing going to change? How much does he love it? How much does he want to do it? I think it'll be more of a question if Charlie goes and plays college golf. You know, like as he goes through high school, is he recruited? Is he a top type player that big college programs are going to want to have? And then I think we start to ask these questions a little bit more. He'll get covered though. I mean, he tried to qualify for the Cognizant Classic, which is used to be called the Honda Classic, and it was a pre-qualifier. And he was probably a little out of his depth. It meant that this was a qualifier to get in a qualifier to try to get one of four spots in the field. And I was surprised Tiger let him do it. I was surprised they went to that. And sure enough, you know, a bunch of people showed up. There was media there. He didn't play great. He didn't break 80. And, you know, but maybe it was good for him. You know, like it's probably like an example of how hard it is and how much improvement he needs to make.
Final thing on the way out, Bob, who do you like this week? We're going to play this here in Nashville on our app.
Well, I mean, look, this is the easy way out right now. I think Scottie Scheffler, he's getting the kind of odds that Tiger used to get. Like the kind of odds that you say, why would I even bother, especially in a golf tournament, like 4 or 5 to 1. It's crazy. I mean, you're going to pick one guy at those odds and you've got a whole field of golfers, you know, but yet Tiger, people used to pick Tiger against the field. Scheffler's won twice in the last month. He's been the most consistent player over the past year. He won the Masters 2 years ago. There's a lot pointing in his direction, but you know, I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. You know, golf is a weird game that way. I wouldn't be surprised if the defending champion Jon Rahm were up there again. Brooks Koepka didn't have a great tournament his last event last weekend in Miami, but I still think that, you know, he shows up at these majors. And you know, maybe a couple other guys we haven't been hearing from much this year. Victor Hovland is a guy I like. Played great in the majors the last few years. Hasn't done much this year, but did win the FedEx Cup on the PGA Tour last year. So he had a great, like, full season last year, won late in the year twice. Great Ryder Cup for Europe. So there's a couple of names, but good luck figuring it out. You know, we got some bad weather possibly, so it's going to be a little bit disruptive. We don't know who's going to play on what side. So it's going to be interesting for sure.
And that will factor into Tiger getting around the course too, which we'll certainly be watching. Bob Herrick's been our guest. Drive, the lasting legacy of Tiger Woods, available now at bookstores near you, and you can also check it out online, of course. Bob, thank you for the perspective here, and we look forward to this.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Bob.
Enjoy the Masters. Enjoy the tradition, unlike any other.
We will all be enjoying the Masters this weekend.
Especially Sunday.